It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
Think beauty is only for women? Well, think again. Today, we're going to be talking all about men's beauty tips. David, what do you think about this? As a man.
I'm stuttering. I'm so anxious to hear what the doctor has to say. I'm making notes. I may work on a lot of skincare, but there's so many. I mean, this is a huge trend. The men's category goes so beyond shaving. So I'm anxious to get our guest with us.
Well, let me bring him in. He's a wonderful Dr. Gary Goldenberg. He is the medical He's a medical director of the dermatology faculty practice at the Mount Sinai Medical Center and assistant professor of dermatology and pathology at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine. Hello there, Dr. Goldenberg. Welcome to Beauty Inside Out.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
So nice to have you on. Tell us what you've seen in terms of what men are desiring, whether it be beauty products, is it facial, is it hair? What have you seen?
Well, I think that the most important thing to talk about is the fact that there's a lot of misconceptions about men not wanting to have beautiful skin or to look younger, more refreshed, or more rested. And that's just not true. I think men, like female patients, really want to have perfect skin as much as they can. The trend is really to have healthy skin, and I think that's really the most important thing, because beautiful skin is healthy skin. And there are a lot of trends in men's skincare right now to have healthy skin that has lots of moisture and is free of any dermatologic problems, free of skin cancers or sign of sun damage. But I think that more and more men are also getting typically procedures done on women, such as Botox or Dysport, fillers, lasers, and things of that nature.
Okay, that's what I wanted to talk to you more about, because I know, like you said, there are more and more men buying skincare products and going beyond shaving. But you see a trend where some of the guys are getting laser or Botox, you're suggesting, correct?
Absolutely. You know, in my practice, approximately 30% of all my cosmetic procedures are done on men. And that used to be...
I think it's great.
Used to be 5%, you know, 3 years ago. And, you know, there's sort of a revolution where guys think it's okay for them to get Botox in their forehead so they don't look so angry or mad all the time. And the way I sort of break the ice is I tell the patients that my forehead hasn't moved since 2003, so it's okay for them to get it as well.
Wait, okay, but let me ask you, what are the age of some of these patients? Because I got to tell you, having some of this done or looking good isn't just, I'm going to say, just a vain thing. It's a confidence thing, and not all of, I'll tell you, I'm hitting my midlife crisis, I'll admit, so I want to look my best. But what age do you see some of these guys are coming in? Are they young? Are they old? Are they, you know, and if he says old like me, I'm clicking them off.
There are two ways to look at it. You know, one way to look at it, I think especially since the economy was doing really, really poorly in New York City where I practice, a lot of the patients who are coming in were the older patients who have jobs that they're worried that they're going to get replaced by younger people. So they wanted to look a little bit younger. You know, they dyed their hair if it used to be a little gray. You know, they wanted to look a little bit more rested, more refreshed, not necessarily fake. We try to avoid that look at all costs. But they wanted to look a little bit younger, a little bit more with it, sort of speak. But more and more I'm getting patients who are in their late 20s, early 30s, that they see the way their dad looks, and they say, you know what, I love my father, but I'm not in a hurry to look like him. I don't want to have those 11 lines in the middle of my forehead. Is there anything that we can do to prevent that?
My son would be lucky to look like me.
I'm sure of it.
Maybe the other way around, but we'll let that go for now.
but that's the trend. The trend is sort of prevention, you know. So I have lots of patients who are in their early 30s, male and female. Wow. And female patients, it's sometimes even in the late 20s, where they want to prevent those lines from coming, and they realize that the more they frown, the more likely they are to have those lines at rest. So a little Dysport or Botox can prevent that long term.
By the way, I want to apologize. Your name is Dr. Goldenberg. I mispronounced
Correct.
It. I added an "er" on the end. I apologize for that. Yeah,
no,
you know, it's interesting. I'm very honest, and I have tried some filler. I had those marionette lines on the sides of my chin. I did not like them. And let me tell you, unbelievable the results. I'm actually running low at this point.
She's trying to show me, and the microphone's blocking it. I can't see.
Well, when it comes to fillers,
I really boosted my confidence. I just wish they were longer lasting. Are they coming out with something, and this is for men and women, are they coming out for something that lasts longer? Yeah. The ones I have are about 6 months.
This segment's about me. This is about us guys. Go ahead, Doc.
There are two ways. There are two ways of thinking about this. One way of thinking about it is if you love the way you look, you want something that's going to last for a long time. But believe it or not, not all patients are going to be happy with what happens. So in a way, there is a benefit to having something that lasts 6, 9, 12 months, because in due time, those effects basically go away. The other thing about cosmetic surgery is that there are trends in cosmetic surgery. For a long time, the trend was to fill every single line. Nobody had lines around their mouth or around their nose, the nasolabial folds. They were basically just filled completely. And then we realized that patients don't look natural when they have that look. So if it was a permanent filler, you wouldn't be able to take it out. Because the fillers are really semi-permanent, that kind of goes away, and we can do other things to sort of sculpt and shape their face. I think the trend now for both men and women is this sort of shaping or sculpting. And what I ask patients to do, both male and female, is to bring a photo of themselves. What did you look like 10 years ago? Let's try to recreate some of those anatomic structures that you may have lost through the aging process to still make you look like yourself, but just a few years younger, a little bit more refreshed, less tired. And I think that's really the way to approach this and to think about it.
That's interesting. That's interesting. And so, I mean, we talk about all the time Beauty Inside Out and how the diet makes a difference in skincare. And obviously, with some of the work you do, this would help supplement it and prolong it. But what other suggestions? Somebody like myself, let's say, I'm starting to get a couple more deeper wrinkles around the eyes or smile lines. If I didn't want surgery, what would you recommend? A laser treatment or an injection? Or what would you suggest as a doctor?
Well, I think that the first thing to realize is that no matter what we do, and if someone tells you otherwise, they're lying to you. We're all going to get older, and we're going to look like we're getting older, which is okay. The key really is to sort of age gracefully, meaning that you don't have to look 10 years older than your stated age. So you want to look a little bit more refreshed, less tired. I think for some of those fine wrinkles and lines, lasers are definitely an option. There's a laser called Fraxel, which we can do that several treatments erases some of these fine wrinkles and lines. Others do the same thing. Go ahead.
Well, let me ask you, if somebody did this Fraxel laser, I mean, what's the downtime of some of these treatments? If I was a guy, you know, you're working in an office and you don't want to, you know, you some of these people that get surgery, you can see it for a while. What's a downtime on something with a laser like the Fraxel?
So it's a few days. Let's say if we did it on a Wednesday, you could probably go back to the office on Monday. You'd still be peeling because it does take off the superficial layer of your skin, and that's how you get rid of that unhealthy skin and the new skin kind of grows in. Mm-hmm. The one thing that I always stress to male patients, and they're sometimes resistant, is that it's okay for men to every now and again put on a little makeup. So just the other week I had a patient who came in for a laser for rosacea, and he has a condition where his face is red and flushed, and we got rid of some of those blood vessels. And usually with this procedure, you get a little red and a little bruised. And he had some important events coming up, so I gave him some cover-up samples that we have in the office, and we showed him exactly how to cover up those few little red spots. No one will know it. You can move, you know, you can go on with your life. It's just a temporary thing where you put a little cover-up on, and it really works well. And I think that once you bring that up to male patients, I think most of them are okay with it. They understand that this is a temporary thing. So while the redness may last a week or so, there are ways to sort of get around it. You don't have to take 2 weeks off from work, that's for sure.
Yeah, now with the injectables, I know for myself, I had a little bruising. I'm sure you've seen that. But the same thing, you can just put a little, I was able to go out the same day, just put a little cover up and you're good to go. Dr. Goldenberg, how do we learn more about you? What is your website?
My website is goldenbergdermatology.com. And you can follow me. You can follow me on Twitter at Goldenberg Derm.
Oh, that's great! And it must be nice to work in Manhattan.
It's great.
We'll have to put a link up on the website, Lisa.
Yeah, I'm going to have to be getting on the train and going to Manhattan. Well, this has been great for men out there. Don't be ashamed. Get some injections. Make sure to put a little makeup over it. You're going to look absolutely fantastic. This is Beauty Inside Out with Lisa Davis and the fantastic David Pollack here on Radio MD. Be sure to listen every week. And of course, stay well.